Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on the show.
Well, it's so nice to be on the show.
And it's nice to have you on Rodney, a brand new show. It's on Tuesday nights at 9:30 on ABC.
Yeah.
Funny show.
And Rodney is just one of the most amazing men ever. Couldn't be nicer, couldn't be smarter. Great business sense. Treats everyone with respect.
Well, it shows on the show. There's a little bit of a chemistry there. It's kind of fun.
It is. It is. And what I love about him is that he doesn't want to settle for mediocrity, and he really wants to constantly improve the show, make it funnier and funnier and more meaningful and something different for people to watch.
Now, when you were on Caroline in the City for 4 years, that did incredibly well, too, and you had a leader on that show as well.
Yeah.
How do you compare the both, the work experience on both shows?
Wow. Well, Caroline was a new television experience for everyone except me. I had been on a series before Caroline in the City for only 13 episodes. But no one else on Caroline in the City had been on a series before. So it was all very new for us, and it quickly, you know, because of its time slot, we were just situated so perfectly between Seinfeld and ER, and we quickly rose to a top 10 show for a while there. And the publicity was really intense for us, and it was a bit of a culture shock. And on this show, I'd say the median age is probably 10 to 15 years older than that. So all of us are a little more weathered and a little more calm about what to expect. And it's really nice. I just love getting old. It's much more relaxing than being.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you're getting old. You look great.
Oh, thanks.
But, you know, I have to ask you a quick question, too, because I know you had a small role in Star Trek and The Next Generation. And I know sometimes people turn that into being able to even go to these conventions and doing autographs. Have you ever done that?
No. The Trekkiedom is so weird to me. I don't know. I would never go to a convention just to see how many people would be interested in getting my autograph, you know. It's a very strange concept to me.
It is a strange concept, but,
yeah.
You know, I've talked to people.
They get paid pretty well for that, though.
They do. They get paid great, and I've talked to people who've been in one episode, and they get paid thousands of dollars to show up one night.
Huh, maybe I should rethink that whole thing.
Yeah. Now, you were also in Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I love. That was a great film. What part did you have in the film?
Oh, it was so small. I played a reporter for this Christmas parade. Yeah, that was occurring, like, in the last half of the movie. The last half of the movie takes place in this huge Christmas parade. And so I just played one of those really cheesy, like, has-been local reporters who sit by and make commentary on the parade.
I understand that you started...
The comment on parades aren't has-beens by definition, but the character I played was.
I understand that when you grew up, that you were training as a ballet dancer.
I did a lot of dancing training and really wanted to be a dancer and couldn't afford the classes that would sort of get me to the next level and help me to compete effectively as a dancer. So I had to stop, and I took up acting instead, and I'm really glad I did.
Because it brings up another young lady who did the same thing. Her name was Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that about Mary Tyler.
Well, she was a ballet dancer, too, and she took up dancing. In fact, that's what she started as a dancer.
And Leah Thompson, of course, started as a dancer, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few people out there that you're following in their lead.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I understand you went to DePaul University.
I did.
Took up acting there. Because I'm actually a Marquette University guy, and we used to have quite a rivalry.
Oh, my God. You know, I went to high school at the Milwaukee High School of the Arts, which was the old West Division, just a few blocks from Marquette University.
Right. And I spent much time at the Circle Inn and many of the great bars, the gym, and all these other bars in downtown Milwaukee.
Oh, see, I was just a little high school student. I wasn't going to any of those fun places.
Well, they were a lot of fun. And I liked Milwaukee. It was kind of a wild city. It was one of the only ones that ever smelled like stale beer all the time.
It does. It smells like stale beer all the time. There's nothing they can do about it. That's just that yeasty kind of smell.
But I was there actually when Marquette University won the national title in the late 70s under Al McGuire. And everybody ran to the lake and jumped in the winter.
Wow. They ran from Marquette University. That's like 40 blocks or something.
Yeah, well, it didn't seem like much when you have that much beer in you, so.
Wow.
But that was a lot of fun, though. And Rodney's a lot of fun, too. I really thought it was a funny show. I saw her a couple of episodes of it already in screeners, and I just thought it was really funny.
I think it's getting funnier and funnier. I think, you know, it's always a struggle to have something on the air that, you know, a lot of people will like to watch, and then at the same time make it better and better as the weeks pass so that you can become a smarter show. It's such a challenge, but I'm amazed at Rodney's stamina and smarts and creativity, and he just doesn't give up, you know?
Did he conceive the show himself? Is this his idea?
Is the show his idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, and something that he had always thought, but he knew that he was going to wait for the right opportunity. He didn't want to just do a show out of fear that he would never have that opportunity. So he was given that opportunity twice, once by Damon Wayans, whose name appears in the credits, and then that didn't work out. He felt that wasn't really his voice, didn't represent him, so he declined the opportunity to do a show the first time around and waited years until the second opportunity came.
Well, I hope it works out for him and you. It's Tuesday nights at 9:30. You can watch a show called Rodney. I can guarantee you this much, folks. You will get some laughs out of it because it's very well written. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a really good time to do.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and good luck. We'll talk to you next time around.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Amy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Just maybe in college or something? Or?
Well, my first time on film was in...